How significantly did COVID-19 hit the construction industry? What kind of shape was it in before the pandemic hit? Did it need a kind of boost?
Well, it will need a boost, and construction was travelling reasonably well before COVID-19 hit, although we were on track to build the least number of houses since 2016, so almost 70,000 less starts in housing this year.
Wow.
Certainly COVID-19 has affected forward demand for construction, and big projects which had already gone onto site before COVID-19 had started are still proceeding, and they will take some time to complete, of course, or just go through their normal cycle. But housing has a relatively short cycle from start to finish.
Mm.
And so it will be the first sector that feels the impact of COVID-19. So housing construction does need some sort of help, because otherwise a lot of people will lose their jobs.
Mm. The construction and housing construction industry does employ so many tradespeople across the country. Do you think the scheme will do enough to stimulate the sector? It seems a little bit, it doesn't seem, in my mind, I can't see it making sense, because there are such high thresholds that need to be met.
Well, it's very complicated. The scheme is very complicated. But,
yeah.
You know, the building industry doesn't just employ tradies. It employs a whole lot of other people as well, even people who make building materials, because most building materials are still made in Australia. So people make bricks, they make concrete, make cement.
Yeah,
timber framing, and so a lot of products are still made here. So it creates factory jobs, as well as jobs on site, and of course, jobs on site are for people who have high level skills, and also for people who have very few skills. So there's labouring work on site, and so it's not just tradies that will be affected by a loss of. A loss of employment in the construction industry. I think that's what we've got to remember. But the scheme that the government has cooked up is very unlikely to do much about employment for a number of reasons. But I suppose the most pressing is that most of the projects that manage to get through their filter would have already gone ahead anyway.
Mm.
So it's hard to know what this scheme is designed to do, other than perhaps make people feel good about getting $25,000 that they wouldn't have had before.
Absolutely. But I, in my head, $150,000 is a lot to spend on a reno, as a minimum.
Yeah.
You're getting a pretty nice bathroom for $150,000. You can have laid with gold tiles for $150,000.
I don't know how you'd spend $150,000 on a bathroom.
I know.
but it cuts out a lot of people who might have done work to their house of a lesser value.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty silly.
And another point that you've made in an article that you've written for The Conversation is that a lot of houses in Sydney are valued over the $1.5 million limit. And then when you move into those regional towns, there isn't necessarily the requirement to overcapitalize on houses that already exist.
That's right. I mean, there's a lot of towns where this doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Sydney, because things are too expensive. Narrandera, because the houses aren't worth that much. So, I mean, building a $150,000 kitchen in a house in Narrandera isn't probably going to make a tremendous amount of sense.
No.
But, you know, some people joked that the perfect place for this was Queanbeyan, where the policy was launched. And, of course, that's in the electorate of Edmonara, which is having a by-election. Now, you know, I think it'd be silly to think it was just aimed at this particular by-election, but I'm wondering, you know, if there is any explanation for this program. It really is quite unusual.
Mm. So what do you think would have been a more effective approach to stimulating the residential construction sector?
The simplest thing would be to build so social housing. We know that we're a long way behind with our production of social housing. In fact, our stock of social housing has dropped to about 3 or 4% of all the housing stock in Australia, which is down from 14% about 20 years ago. And it's far below the stock in other comparable countries. So it's just way too low. And, of course, social housing is something which the government can arrange through the states and through housing authorities, caring agencies and so on. Quite simple. There are people with projects ready to go. All they need is money to do this.
Mm.
We've still got over 100,000 people homeless in Australia, and we need to provide some housing for them, but also we need to stop people being in precarious rentals, moving from place to place.
Yeah.
It's very bad for their kids. It's very bad for all of us, really, to have such a situation. So that would be the easiest way out of this and achieve two objectives, which is to improve employment in the construction industry and also deliver a social benefit.
Jeff, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you very much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jeff.